As you know, we're very much talking about health and well-being and health and fitness today. So my next guest is no stranger to health and fitness and no stranger to y'all people, actually, because he would be the celebrity personnel trainer in on Operation Transformation, Mr. Carol Henry. Good afternoon, Carol. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you? How's things in y'all?
Great, great. We're after a sensational weekend. We had the Ironman here yesterday in horrendous conditions, and the sun is splitting the stones like the Algarve today. But there's a great buzz around, and you know, it's good. It's good. So we can't complain. Right. So, Carol, you know, like I suppose as a country, we're only now beginning to realise that health, fitness, or well-being is really, really important. And, you know, we're way behind, but things are starting to move in the right direction. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I think health has never been more popular. It's never been more trendy. And all you have to do is look at social media, look at the gyms popping up all around Ireland. It's exploded. Health is what people want to be, which is fantastic. You know, and it's people of all age groups, people of all fitness levels, and the accessibility to health is huge. Even on a government level, there's more green ways opening than ever before.
Yeah.
There's blue ways opening further up the country as well. There's more kind of outdoor exercise machines and everything like that. So there's never been a better time to get healthy and to get active, which is brilliant to see. You know, as a personal trainer, obviously, and the fact that I work on kind of Operation Transformation, we want to get the nation healthier. That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
And to see health so trendy, it's just fantastic.
And like since the start of Operation Transformation, I mean, you must have seen that transformation as well, I suppose, for Irish people, you know, that we are, you know, building up a little bit of momentum, I suppose, in looking after ourselves a little bit better.
Yeah, I think there's a greater awareness of health than I've ever seen before. Like, the show is 12 years from there since the very beginning. We're heading to season 13 next year. And there's a greater awareness of health. We campaigns that we do, more people come to them. For example, the Metabolic Age campaign that we did this year is probably the biggest campaign we've ever done, because
yeah,
people are really fascinated to know about their metabolic age, not just their waist. So, you know, I've never seen it as big as it is, and to watch it grow over the course of the show, and I firmly believe that the show's had so much to do with that, because we're direct into people's living rooms. We're nearly 500,000 people a week who watch it. You know, we get directly into people at home, and even simple stuff like the outbreak challenge now, we're moving during the outbreaks. We know from statistics and from research that people don't flick channels anymore. They get up off the couch, and we've 35% less people who watch our show flicking the channels during the app.
Go ahead, really, yeah. And you know what? I suppose it's a simple concept as well, and people can understand it, and they can relate to the people that are actually in the show as well. I mean, that's a huge thing as well.
They can, yeah. And you know what? It's fun. Like, it's a bit of crack, you know. And I suppose for your listeners, for your health, make it as fun as you possibly can. That's the first tip I can give you. You know, by making it fun, you're more likely to do it in the long term, and that's a key thing. Then you surround yourself with people who are fit and healthy as well, so you get fit together. And then the final tip is measurements, where you measure things, like just like we do in the show. You measure elements of your health and measure as many elements as possible. And by doing those three things, you're increasing the likelihood of you being healthy yourself.
Yeah. Now, of course, one big thing you're doing as well at the moment, you have a podcast, and just interesting enough, because I was only listening to some radio station yesterday, I think, or Saturday, and Ireland is the third most listened to country for podcasts, or what we were putting that, the most podcast in this country after Spain and South Korea, we're the third most population listening to podcasts. So that bears well for you, and you've a great following as well. Tell us a little bit about the podcast and what you talk about.
So yeah, so basically, for any of you listeners who haven't listened to one before, a podcast is, in some respects, it's similar to a radio show in the fact that it lives on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or SoundCloud. They're apps on your phone, and you can listen to whatever type of content that you want. From my own perspective, the goal was to create a podcast that had radio quality sound and production values, and Layout Healthcare came on board. They believed in what we were trying to do, and we've created the biggest health podcast in Ireland. We broke a million listeners a couple of weeks ago. We're now at nearly 1.4 million over the course of 14 months. So every week we come out, we've got different guests, from guests you would expect on a health podcast, such as doctors and experts in nutrition and experts in fitness, And then we bring on random guests every now and again, such as we have Marty Morrissey, we've had Micheál Muirchertach, we had Claire Byrne, we've had Darren Garrahy, we had Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. And we kind of, you know, it's funny, and I'm sure you must get it yourself when you interview people, when you ask them questions that they haven't been asked before.
Yeah.
Guests love that. So, for example, like, I'm asking them a question about their health and their stress levels and their sleep. No one has ever asked the Taoiseach of the country how he sleeps or how he manages to unravel or unwind.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, so it's a really different type of question. And I suppose that's one of the benefits for us when we interview guests. They haven't been asked these questions before. And I must say, I absolutely love it. It's so much fun to do. And thankfully, our listeners are sticking with us, which is great. So it's been a mad journey, but a really, really fun.
Yeah, and I mean, there's great advice to be gotten, something that, like, listening to, I suppose you are what you repeatedly do, aren't you? And you know, by immersing yourself or even listening to these podcasts daily, or such as a podcast, or, you know, talking about health, you become more aware of it.
Yeah, surrounding yourself with as much knowledge and information as you possibly can, whether it's that through a radio station or the news or TV or podcasts or books, you know, the more you immerse, the more you read and learn about it, the greater, even if you know, 2% rubs off on you, or you take one from a show or an episode or a book, that's 1% more than you, or 2% more than you would have had previously. And that's the beauty of health and of the, you know, of the industry that we live in terms of social media and different forms of information. There's so much to be gained. The key thing is pulling that information from a qualified source, and that's, you know, thankfully I've been around a long time, and we have the qualification and experience to be able to give the information out.
And it's what that is important as well, Carl, of course, that, you know, that you people that likes yourself, you know what you're talking about. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there on social media, a lot of rubbish, you know, fad diets, you know, fad training regimes, and that can be quite dangerous as well.
Oh, yeah. And I suppose if there's a concern within the industry going forward, that's exactly it. Like, it's
unregulated, really.
Yeah, it is. And social media has created instant experts who haven't got qualifications, who haven't got insurance, who don't have experience, and they charge astronomical amounts of money
for
fans that are bog standard, that they're buying in, that they're not tailored or specialised in. You know, it's not that, without putting it on a soapbox and having a rant about it, but it is a really worrying time in the industry, because the information that's been given out is not always correct, and people unfortunately follow the information through the Instagram photographs, the six-pack photographs, or the promise of rapid results very quickly that we know don't work in the long term, you know.
Yeah, and they don't work in real life, that's for sure. Tell me, Carl, if people are looking for the podcast, where can they find it? What's it called?
Yeah, so it's the Real Health Podcast in association with Laya Healthcare, with myself, Carl Henry. We live on basically all podcast platforms. So if you have an Apple phone, if you go to your podcast app, you'll be able to find us in there, or SoundCloud or Google Podcasts as well. So
great stuff. Carl, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. It was a pleasure.
No, thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.